News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tomorrow will mark 20 years since the smoking ban was introduced in Ireland. The initial outrage slowly turned to acceptance and eventually smoke-free sighs of relief. We're joined by Chris Macy, Director of Advocacy and Patient Support at the Irish Heart Foundation. Chris, it was a revolutionary move at the time. Did it work? It obviously worked in terms of the smoke-free zones. Did it have a big impact on public health?
Morning, Shane. It had an extraordinary impact. Almost immediately, cases of stroke fell by 32%. Ischemic heart disease was down by 26%. And a study at the end of 2007 showed that 3,726 lives were saved in that 3.5 year period. So that's three lives a day. And that's before the big sort of impact of cancer and lung cancer, which takes longer to manifest, was born out. So then it went to 70 countries. So literally millions of lives were saved, and by a single act of political courage by an Irish politician, Micheál Martin. I mean, I can't think of pretty much anything in the last 20 years that's had so much impact on the health of the nation.
It's extraordinary when we look back, because now when if you see somebody smoking indoors, it just seems such an outrageous thing to do. But it was the norm back then. I mean, I remember coming home from nights out and your clothes would be absolutely stinking of smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, one of the really important things that happened as a result as well of the ban was it started the process of denormalizing smoking. And, you know, you'll remember as well back in the day, there'd be candy sweets that were in the form of cigarettes that children would pretend they were smoking with. And, you know, all that sort of thing. And I mean, in terms of pubs, they say that, the mirrors in pubs had to be cleaned literally three times a day because the smoke was gathering. And, so the difference is extraordinary.
Yeah, I remember being in a pub once and asking somebody beside me, asking the barman where the ashtray was, and the barman replied, "You're standing on it." And he wasn't joking. A huge change. Obviously, I think everybody agrees it was the right thing to do. You've outlined the impact, the positive impact it had on public health. Where are we today in 2024 in terms of smoking?
Yeah, we're at a crossroads again, Shane. It's not looking great, to be honest. Obviously the death rate has fallen substantially, but still there's 4,500 people losing their lives a year here due to smoking. We've a youth vaping epidemic that's driving huge levels of nicotine addiction. Teen smoking rates have risen for the first time in a generation, probably because of vaping and the gateway effect of it. Our smoking rate is stuck at 18%. So we have a tobacco-free Ireland policy of getting it to 5% by 2025, and we're going to fail in that by roughly a margin of 500,000 smokers. So things aren't great, but there are some signs of hope, it has to be said. Stephen Donnelly launched a consultation about many crucial areas of tobacco control and vaping before Christmas, including things like bans on vape flavours and disposable vapes. And I think, you know, that sort of signals to us that there's a resolve now to take strong action again. And certainly that's what we're hoping will happen in 2024.
Chris Macy of the Irish Heart Foundation, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Tomorrow being the 20th anniversary since the introduction by Micheál Martin of the smoking ban.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.